News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
As you heard, the war with Iran has entered its 10th day, and yesterday, US President Donald Trump had a phone call with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer to discuss the military cooperation or lack thereof between the two countries. Duncan Bullivant is with us. He's CEO of the Henderson Risk Group, former British Army officer and former UK diplomat. I think the phrase was from Donald Trump that they don't need allies who arrive to the fight when the war is already won. Has the UK made a strategic error in not aligning more quickly with the US?
I think the UK has made a catastrophic error. I think we should say that the Prime Minister has made a serious political misjudgment. You know, there's a difference between refusing to get involved and signalling support. And I think the real criticism here and the real issue here is that the impression that Keir Starmer gave to Donald Trump and his crew was that the UK wasn't interested in supporting the United States, and they were going to hide behind a fig leaf of legality to do so. And it hasn't gone down very well. And of course, essentially what has happened is that the British government have had to backtrack in a rather embarrassing way.
To what extent are they backtracking? Because we've seen UK aircraft carriers being sent into the region. We've seen beefing up of military presence in Cyprus. But it all seems to be couched as defensive readiness rather than active support.
Yes, they found you have to remember at the moment that the UK is in the hands of sort of lawyers in terms of political leadership. So it's all couched in legalistic terms. And of course, it's very difficult to actually work out what on earth they mean when they talk about defensive operations as opposed to offensive operations. Because any operation that you take where you're launching munitions or even if you're intercepting missiles, by its very nature, is offensive. But I think that the real issue here is that what the United States needs from the UK is access to its airfields, its air bases. You know, if you're in the UK today, you'll see American aircraft coming and going out of Fairford in Gloucestershire. Cyprus is extremely useful. Diogo Garcia, which is quite controversial at the moment, is also extremely useful. You can put B-52s there and reach anywhere in that region. And I think it was just the way in which it was done, and it was the very public statement that the UK was in no way involved in this issue that has caused an awful lot of damage. And it's amazing to see where the criticism of Starmer's decision has actually come from. Tony Blair, I think, is one of the leading critics of his position, but it hasn't left the UK's position with the United States particularly strong at the moment.
Meanwhile, can you give us your analysis on where things stand militarily with Iran? Because you mentioned the use of B-52s. You only use B-52s if you're pretty sure nobody has the capacity to shoot anything at them. So I assume that means that there is complete aerial dominance across Iran now.
Yeah, Iran's air defense system was all but removed last year, and any upgrades to it have subsequently been removed. So in terms of resistance, in terms of missile systems, the Israelis and the United States now have free access to Iranian airspace, which means that they can mount surveillance and offensive operations at their will and at a time of their choosing. So the surveillance side of life is also very important, because if we look at where this conflict is going, and if we look at the way in which the Iranian system is, or the Iranian state is going to respond over the next few weeks and months, it all comes down to the IRGC, the hardline, religiously motivated core at the center of the Iranian military. And I think the issue that we're looking at now is how do the Israelis and the Americans crack IRGC resistance? How do they degrade them militarily, which means taking them out on the battlefield or wherever they happen to be sitting, and how do they degrade them in terms of their international reach, which is quite considerable and should be a concern to us all, to be honest with you.
And can they do that without physical boots on the ground?
There's going to come a point, and you can see the US are starting to allude to it now. There's going to come a point where somebody is going to have to go on the ground, not in large numbers, but for specific operations. And I would be very surprised, and I have no special knowledge of this, but I would be very surprised if there weren't Israeli and US special operations teams on the ground already in terms of identifying targetry and also looking at the issue of how to sort of recover the fissile material, the uranium, the super enriched uranium, because that's really one of the primary war aims of the US. So in terms of where this thing goes from here, I think you're going to see more of the same for the next couple of weeks. The expansion into the region and the Iranian attempt to turn this into a regional conflict, well, all the Iranians have done is turn most of the Arab Gulf states against them and into the US camp, which was probably always going to happen. And I think you'll see wave after wave of Iranian drones and attempts to send ballistic missiles into the, into those capitals to try and disrupt aviation, disrupt oil, create as much chaos as possible. But slowly and surely that will be diminished as the Israelis and the US take out those facilities.
And I think your thesis there is supported by what the Qatari PM has said, that there is a big sense of betrayal is the Qatar sense over what has happened in the Iranian response, and said that it is a miscalculation that has destroyed everything. Duncan Bullivan, thank you very much. That's Duncan Bullivan, CEO of Henderson Risk Group, former British Army officer and former UK diplomat.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.